This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Challenge. We're editing it in bits and pieces.
It's under your belt now, though. Do you feel good? Do you feel like you did something?
I hope I did something that was worthwhile. See what comes of it. We're going to post it. You can see some of the pieces already at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day show.
All three are up now.
All three are up. Okay. So it was a long file, and it's hard to. We'll try to put it up in some more sophisticated way, do the cloud routine or whatever.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of milk.
Are you just looking at it now?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God, that's horrifying.
Really? Why? That didn't look good?
That's just a lot of milk.
I haven't seen. I actually didn't see it because Meredith had to leave. So I'm trying to figure out. It's too big for me even to play it here, and Kenny put the bits and pieces of it together. And so the last part of the last clip is actually me dumping the milk on me, right? Isn't that how it shapes up?
Yeah. Now, we have to tag Ken. We have to tag Man Cow and Imus and Bill Bennett.
Yeah.
So that they'll do the challenge, too, so that they know Dougie called them out.
Well, and then and Uri as well. Send it to Uri, however that works. All right, anyway.
Wow. So, that's a lot of milk. I just keep watching and watching and watching.
If you want to watch it, check it out. Facebook.com/good day. All right, so, Kenny, speaking of our social media, Facebook.com and Twitter, what are the big items? If you have a couple of three comments on of the big things that are moving our audience, and I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of comments about the posting of me doing the ALS challenge with milk. That'll come along. But in the meantime, what else do we have there that's big today?
Well, on Twitter, lots of comments about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Is there something going on there?
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay. The rest of it are suggestions for people that you should have called out on.
Oh, really?
On Facebook.
For whom? For example, whom? Who?
Dr. Ken.
Yeah. Probably going to die.
Bertie.
Yeah.
Several people mentioned Jennifer.
Uh-huh. Well.
Will says Obama and Jesse Jackson.
You're right. Yeah, that'll work. Who else?
That's about it. Several people said that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the essence of all of the things that are going on today in the world, the focus on the domestic problems in Ferguson, I think the best thing of the week so far for me anyway, is this ALS challenge and how much good it's doing for an organization that really, really does a good job. If you want to get the background for them and for it, check out the story we have posted today on the ALS Association at DougStephan.com. Also today posted at DougStephan.com, some Russian officials not very happy over vandalizing going on at monuments that are big, the essence of the Soviet. We all have our heroes, right? We have Grant, we have Washington, we have Lincoln, we have Jefferson, we have whoever it is that you think is important to your history. Well, the Russians have the same thing. Apparently, some Bulgarians took to some Russian monuments, and they changed the monuments to look like superheroes and characters out of movies. They spray painted some of the monuments to look like Superman, nice. Captain America,
Joker, Captain America must go over really
Santa
well.
Claus, and even Ronald McDonald.
Wow.
The vandalism has been going on for a couple of years. The Russian embassy
at
recently.
That's creative. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is kind of. Well,
it's not like just writing your name on the wall,
They have no sense of humor, however, about this. They have, let's see here, monuments, the color of the Ukrainian flag. because this is a time when there is a lot of focus on Ukraine and the Russian relationship. So anyway, the Bulgarian government, this is in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria, where this is taking place, and it just kind of, we thought it was kind of cute, especially because they were all Western super Western corruption. Mm-hmm. We all know how
and
that
there,
works.
There's a picture with the story, and they did a really nice job.
Yeah. is that not in English, though? I'm looking at the picture with all of the superheroes above it, and then I'm reading whatever it says underneath it, which is not translatable. But, that is a good picture.
Hopefully those aren't bad words.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. The FCC doesn't speak Russian.
There's Superman and Santa and the Joker. Very fun.
It is funny. So you can check the picture and the story out at DougStefan.com. Now, back to the serious side of things. The Middle East is a mess again today. The ceasefire broke down, so the Israelis and the Palestinians are kind of at it again. Let's see, the situation with the beheading of the journalist and what's going on in Iraq, and maybe this whole tinderbox area. Why is it that we continue to focus on Iraq? Why don't we? I said earlier we ought to just go in and make sure we kill all of these people. But as I've said many times, the reason for us going into Iraq had nothing to do with war. It had to do with oil. And so we're going to connect the dots in that department. Iraq and oil connected. An energy expert will join us next here on Good Day to discuss this.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. Like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is the best. It was Boston.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Antonia Juhas is a leading oil and energy expert, has a policy analyst background. She's written a lot on things that are a focus on our dependence on Middle Eastern oil. The books Black Tide, that was a couple of years ago, The Tyranny of Oil, and The Bush Agenda. And that's where I start here with you, Antonia. The engagement that we made in 2003 going into, well, starting in 2002, the move to go into Iraq, the phony baloney excuses for going in there. This was all about oil, wasn't it?
Yeah, and good morning. Thanks for having me. You know, I don't argue that the only reason for the invasion is oil, but certainly a dominant reason. And unfortunately, from my perspective, from the perspective of the oil industry, the U.S. invasion of Iraq was quite successful.
Mm-hmm. And successful in what way? How do you measure success?
Yeah, so basically before the war, there was no foreign oil corporations operating in Iraq, although Saddam Hussein was signing oil contracts with companies from countries that sat on the Security Council trying to get them to lift the sanctions against him. So he signed contracts with China and Russia and other countries, and actually that's one of the reasons why you see them so active in Iraq today. But you have the people in the Bush administration sitting in the White House. You've got Cheney meeting with all the heads of all the oil industry. They're seeing Saddam Hussein sign these contracts. They're saying if the sanctions get lifted, all of this oil is going to all of those other countries, and we're going to be shut out. And one of the things that happened was a plan that was, you can see it on paper today and see it, and we saw it unfold, which is an invasion which opened up Iraq to foreign oil companies, and instead of it just going to the Chinese and Russians, it went to Exxon, Chevron, BP, Shell, and all of the major Western oil companies are now operating in Iraq. And they are working big contracts and producing and selling a lot of oil. So from their perspective, one of the largest opportunities for oil in the world, for which they would have been shut out of, they instead are in and are benefiting greatly.
All right, so now fast forward to today and the problems in Iraq. We supposedly moved out, left the country to run itself. They can't do that. So now we have this ISIS group that's beheading Christians, beheading journalists, and making a mess out of what we thought we were cleaning up. So under the circumstances, what do we do now? What's the play here that doesn't disrupt the oil? Because that's really, you know, we look around at these oil companies. Anybody who sneezes over an oil pipeline calls for the price to go up 10 cents a gallon. So how do we fix this?
Well, a couple things. So, this is a new president and a new circumstance that's unfolding, has been unfolding over the last couple of weeks. I think that the Islamic State, the emergence of the horribly brutal Islamic State, is certainly in part blowback towards the amount of hatred that was created in Iraq and Syria and in the region against the United States and our interests as a result of the invasion. So more military activity by the United States in Iraq, to me, is not a long-term answer. While it could have some short-term benefits in terms of gain stability, the long-term price is going to be too great. And what is happening in Kurdistan is that this is certainly an area rich with oil. Kurdistan is a region of Iraq that has wanted its own independence for a very long time. It has its own semi-autonomous government. And from the very beginning of the U.S. invasion in 2003, the Kurds started almost giving away their oil. I would say the sort of level of generosity that they were offering in contracts was really take our oil to the West on the hope that that would then make us more likely to support them when they tried for independence. So in the Kurdistan region, you have Exxon and Chevron and Marathon and Shell and Total and Western oil companies that are most of them just exploring for oil at this point, not actually producing, because it's been unclear, does that oil belong to the Kurds or does it belong to the central Iraqi government? Enter the Islamic State, which is very clearly itself fighting an oil war, targeting oil fields and refineries and using that oil. And that has brought in that amount of oil, and that presence of the Western oil companies has certainly brought in the Obama administration militarily to protect those oil interests.
So we're back almost to square one, back to the Cheney days, it would seem. We have been appreciative of your input here. Antonia Juhas here on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The reason for the music from Rihanna and subsequently from Katy Perry and Coldplay connected to a story that we have posted at DougStephan.com today, a couple of rumors from the NFL, in fact, about the next Super Bowl. Apparently, the officials at the NFL are in talks with Rihanna. I mean, I'm wondering about Coldplay at the Super Bowl. That will work unless they're unwilling to cough up the cash. How much, Kenny, would it cost normally to bring in three acts like Katy Perry, Rihanna, and Coldplay to the same venue for the halftime gig at the Super Bowl? What are we talking about here in terms of dollars?
Well, I don't know, but they're not looking at bringing all three of them in.
Oh, they're just wearing one of these three. I got it. Okay.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if they did bring all three of them in, though? That'd be
interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but the different thing this time around is that they want whoever they pick to pay.
To pay them.
That's right.
What arrogance. Isn't that amazing?
Well, people benefit a lot from the Super Bowl. I mean, where can you get an audience that size? Mm. Huge. Everybody.
But in the past, when Bruce Springsteen would do it, for example, they'd pay him? Or would he do it gratis? What's the arrangement usually for these halftime entertainers?
There was no charge.
No charge.
So the artist made money by the exposure, and especially in the era of iTunes, everybody who has performed in the Super Bowl in the last 10 years or so has seen huge sales within 24 hours.
All right, so the people that they asked, apparently this is how it's worked. They went to Katy Perry, they went to Rihanna, they gone to Coldplay, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the suggestion was ill-received by these artists because they've never paid to perform at a championship game. They have paid to perform, however. They pay, when you go on one of those daytime shows like The View, mm-hmm. if you're selling something, they charge you $185,000 to be on the show for 4 minutes. That's how it works. And I don't know that they do it at the Today Show, but there are a lot of shows. Oprah used to do it big time and still does, as a matter of fact, for a lot of people. Dr. Oz, that was one of the criticisms that was leveled at him during the hearing last month in the Senate, because he has all of these advice segments on his program, and people are paying, and it wasn't clear that they were paying for their product to be distributed or displayed. So in this circumstance, it's never been that they were paid, as Kenny suggested before, but they also, let's see, who's been recently on? Beyonce, Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're suggesting, Jennifer, right after when they announce their tours, for example, they see a spike in ticket sales. They see a spike
in... Because it exposes them to other audiences.
Right, yeah. So who would you like to see of those three? Rihanna, Katy Perry, or Coldplay, Jen Jen, who would you like to see?
I'm going to say Katy Perry.
Would you? Kenny, who would you say?
I like Coldplay the best, but I think in that environment, either of the other two would probably be better for that kind of show.
Big show,
all right.
Yeah.
So the poll today at DougStefan.com asks you to pick what performer you'd like to see at halftime of the Super Bowl. Rihanna, Katy Perry, Coldplay, any one of them would be fine. I don't like any of them. I'd like to see Coldplay because I'm a fan. I'm not particularly interested in Katy Perry or Rihanna.
See, I think Coldplay just wouldn't have the stage performance that the other two might have.
Really? I thought they did a pretty good stage, no?
But not dancing and the fireworks. Yes, they're not that kind of band.
All right, 28 at the hour on Good Day.
Are you beating the bushes job hunting? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Why not zero in on the best cities for you, places where your particular skills are in demand? Check out a website called Glassdoor.com. It has an interactive job opening map. Just choose your profession and click. So, for example, if you're a nurse, the map shows that Texas has 40,000 openings and Dallas has 3,000 vacancies. You can also search two categories at once. So if you and your partner are both looking, you can coordinate your efforts, even if you have different job skills. That ups the odds that you'll get jobs in the same place. Glassdoor.com also has salary reports. An assistant manager at Walmart makes about $44,000 a year. A shift supervisor at Starbucks makes just over $11 an hour. There's lots to explore. I'll link to Glassdoor on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang, which is limited, but not I'm not alone by any stretch of the imagination. Jennifer Horn fills up a big void in the audio world, as does Ken Kessler. Richie's on vacation. Roberta is doing what Roberta does, fly like an eagle. Stories that are of import and impact today. I'm very interested in the continuing focus, if you will, on the Ebola situation. Sierra Leone has tracked 365 deaths, and the interesting thing is they're traced back to just one person, one of the tribal chieftains in Sierra Leone, who is a healer, supposedly had special powers, and so she went in and claiming to have these powers, was touching all these people.
Wow.
To, you know, to give them what it would be, somebody might call it Reiki healing here, hands-on healing, that sort of thing. But because this, and this points to the ignorance of these people. I don't mean that with a capital I. You know, some of the people, like a lot of the stuff that's going on in Ferguson is ignorant with a capital I. This is ignorant with a small I, but yet it still has its impact and a negative impact. She got infected. She died. During her funeral, women around the other towns got infected because they were touching her body. And so here's this, like, this is the sort of thing that makes people crazy, because these people are so damned ignorant about this. And I don't mean that to sound arrogant. They're just ignorant. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody teaching them about what the body does and how. So they take their traditions that have gone on for centuries, perhaps longer than that, millennia. And one of the tribal things is that you touch those who are sick in order to bring them healing, to hopefully make them well. So she's done that, and now 380 people are dead. 12 nurses are among them. And this goes on. So this is the kind of stuff. If there's anything to worry about, it seems to me, that the, you know, going in and having these people do what this woman did, and then quickly die. But I mean, somebody gets out of there and doesn't know that they have it. And then, you know, you have the problems that are being analyzed in our country and other countries around the world. That's what the problem is here. The Ebola virus is deadly. It's unforgiving. The slightest mistake you make gets you infected. And so that's really, I mean, there are people who are dying. There was a the leading Ebola specialist, Dr. Umar Khan, died after saving 100 lives. And, you know, there's no protection. That's the thing. These little beds in these little hospitals, many of them are double, triple capacity. The shifts, people are not asking people to go to work because a lot of people refuse to go to work because they don't want to die. And that's understandable. So many of the people who are in there have gone weeks without a day off. And a lot of them are connected to various churches and religious factions, sending in nurses and nuns and that sort of thing. So all of the efforts are great and meant to serve. But all these hundreds of people in these various countries, thousands of people now are getting it. And it's because they are ignorant. And, I, you know, there's not much you can
education
do about that.
Education isn't there.
No.
There's someone being quarantined in, actually, I think San Diego, Ken. Did you see that with possible connection to Ebola?
You mean, no, the Kaiser, there's a Kaiser Permanente. I think it's there.
Permanente.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's one of the items that is in our focus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes, talk about the connection of fish oil to the brain, because there has been a lot of speculation about Robin Williams and what might have happened to him. And this goes a little bit further than we went last week. So we'll talk about that and some other items in the medical news this week. Yesterday, we were talking about this family of Alabama hunters that got themselves into the record books after they killed that 15-foot-long alligator. And I got an email. I'm going to go through some of the email. I wonder if you had any comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day, Kenny, about this. The question that was asked by this person, how is it someone can be proud of shooting something like an alligator? Is it a fair fight? I think that's a legitimate question. Don't you? You got guns. The alligator's got teeth and weighs 1,000 pounds. Is that a fair fight? Maybe that goes for all of hunting. Shooting a bird out of the sky, is that a fair fight? Why do you even call it a fight?
Yeah, I don't think it's a fight.
Shooting a deer, that's not, I never understood any of that stuff. I think it's barbarous, frankly. So that point well made. Thank you for that. Here's an email from Karen, who was interested in my comments about the race relations. I got a lot of criticism from people when I said about what the Boston's made reference specifically to Boston, but I think to other communities as well, and how much racism there is here, and how it goes back to the Irish fighting with the blacks for jobs. And this lady, who is a Bostonian named Karen, said, just jumping in to agree with you. She lives in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's no different there, she says. I've lived both in Boston and Worcester, and not one thing has changed in either of these communities. And I agree with her. There is not, it's a horribly racist area. What do we do about getting rid of the problems that people have understanding or wanting to be around? Or, I mean, it's your choice. You don't want to be around people who are not like you, but why do some people have to be so aggressive about it, as is the case in Ferguson, Missouri? Here's, let's see, somebody commenting on Ferguson. Dear sir, I listen to you every morning on the way home from my law enforcement job. I was rather appalled at your comments on the situation in Ferguson. For you to say that you would fire every member of the police department because of this incident and say you don't know all the details is reminiscent of Obama's comment that the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Remember when the Cambridge policemen arrested the black guy? Remember that? That was, I think, the first year Obama was in office. Anyway, this person says you're lumping yourself in with the rest of the media by relying on Mr. Brown's family for what happened. You, sir, are better than that. I've been involved in a shooting in the course of my duties. The comments that flew out of the community by people who knew what happened were incredible, made me look horrible. A law enforcement agency can't tell its side of the story for quite some time. When the real story came out about the circumstances of my shooting, it was shown that I was completely justified. There was no media nor community representative ever apologizing for dragging my reputation through the mud. Keep in mind this, please, for your future comments. That's a good point. I think the last point is the best point. You don't really know until all the investigation is done.
That's it.
But there sure as heck is a lot of stuff pointing to this being malfeasance. I would say that much. But oftentimes we all jump to conclusions too soon when it comes to things like that because there's so much emotion attached to it, much as anything else. All right, 18 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us. Well, wait a minute. There's one thing that I wanted. One thing.
One more thing. Okay.
Yeah, one more thing. There's a story at DougStephan.com today about, and I wish, I know Richie's listening right now. He's out in Denver, but he's up because I'm seeing the email flying back and forth. So he'll appreciate this story about a 200-year-old seltzer bottle that was recently recovered from a shipwreck in the Baltic Sea. According to the analysis of what was in the bottle, it contained alcohol. Researchers discovered this well-preserved bottle while exploring a shipwreck close to the Polish coast. Laboratory tests have now shown the bottle contains a 14% alcohol distillate, which may be vodka. So it lasted for 200 years. I think that's the story, Kenny, isn't it? Chemical composition of this corresponds to the original brand of seltzer's water that is engraved on the bottle. The bottle is embossed with the word Seltzer's, the name of a supplier of high-quality carbonated water from Germany. Water from Seltzer's was discovered about 1,000 years ago, which makes it one of the oldest types of mineral waters in Europe. So how would they, somebody would have taken the empty bottle and put vodka in it to take on the trip? I'm guessing that's what happened. Wow.
Well, that's exactly how people still go to the movies and to concert events. You just fill a cup with alcohol, fill a Gatorade bottle with some alcohol, and you're good to go. That's what they were doing a long time ago.
Drinkable booze, 200 years old. What's that worth? 17 before the hour. Jack in a moment here on Good Day.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancome's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancome counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got combos for 50 cents. So cool. Google for 39 cents. Way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muscle about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got combos for 50 cents, Google for 39 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies. Store at staples.com for details. Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inn's Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Ken and me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack is one of the 24 NUCA board certified doctors who works in Salt Lake City. He's got a great website, jackstockwell.com, produces the Forbidden Doctor newsletter in which many controversial things are discussed, including the treatment for Ebola. I'm not sure. What do we not know about this? I don't want to spend too much time on it, Jack.
Well, I think the evidence, I don't blame you. I think the evidence now is that there's a very significant good chance this is airborne. And that's why
it couldn't be, all the doctors I've talked to about this say it can't be transferred unless you actually touch a fluid from another person and get it into your system.
What happens when you sneeze? When you cough?
I don't know.
Aerosols. There's a group of Canadian scientists who have already been experimenting with this, and they said a coughing, sneezing, infected person is blowing aerosols through the air.
But is there any proof that somebody has gotten it that way? That's speculation, but is there proof that somebody's gotten it that way?
Well, I don't know that there's any hardcore, all right, here's our first instance of this. It's just that this is spreading so fast.
Well, but the problem is that what bothers me is that the news media plays this up, and everybody gets afraid, and there's no educational component. It's all rumor and hearsay. But if it can be, I'd like to have that confirmed, and maybe we ought to be talking about that, because that has not been what has...
Well, what kind of panic would that create?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Already there's a panic. Somebody in Germany has it, somebody in San Diego may have. Anybody who comes up with some irregular virus is now going to be, we better quarantine this person because we don't know what this is. It could be Ebola.
Well, that's it. A 20-year-old woman just collapsed at a job center in Berlin's Pankow district, taken to the hospital after she showed symptoms of the virus. Mm-hmm. And according to Berliner Zeitung that just came out in the English translation of this, 600 people have been in contact with her since she at the time she was working at the job center, just recently returning from an infected area of Nigeria. Now they've quarantined 600 people in Berlin.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why the WHO's got their hands in the air saying this is catastrophically out of control.
Yeah. Catastrophically in the sense
that's
that,
their word.
Yeah, okay. So and I'm not sure that I those words it becomes an easy play for the news media to overdo this, but the other side of it is there's no such thing as being too cautious. And that's the other side of it. So, all right, the essence of what we're hearing, it's a developing problem that's not being handled well, let's put it that way, it would seem. Because of
what you said earlier, the ignorance of the people who are around it.
Yeah, complete ignorance. Okay, let's talk about this study that suggests that fish eaters may keep more gray matter as they get older. This underscores taking fish oil, omega-3 supplements, that sort of thing. And it underscores what you said about Robin Williams last week.
Well, also, you know, they mentioned towards the end of their earlier discussions after his demise that he also had Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this all the time in my own clinical practice in Salt Lake. When somebody has some kind of a massive cardiac incident that takes place, they're immediately put on an absolutely no-fat diet. Mm-hmm. And when you consider the dry weight of the brain is 65 to 70% fat, most of it docohexanoic acid, which we know as DHA, and the best source of DHA on the planet is fish oil. And so when you find people who have high diets, diets high in fish, especially deep ocean, deep cold ocean fish, not the farm stuff, but the deep ocean natural fish, which is just bursting with DHA, they find these people have far less cortex problems, gray matter problems in the brain as they age, especially societies who are living right on the edge of the ocean. The Mediterranean people have far less Alzheimer's, far less dementia than we do people who live in the interior of many countries who do not have heavy fish diets. I mean, our evidence right now is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. So in this circumstance, we need to just keep hammering away. There is a product that we're talking about on the air called Omax 3 Ultra Pure that has a really strong, when you compare it to krill oil and stuff like that, really strong credentials. That's the sort of thing. You can't get too much of this.
I think it's certainly not going to hurt you.
No. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
To spend the next several nights wondering if you're crazy, out of work, bum uncle will shave your head while you sleep.
Wow. From the movie Uncle Buck.
Wow. Wow.
No, but you don't. Would you just let me?
Wild thing, by is it Tone Rock? Is that how
you? Tone Loke.
Tone Loke. Well, why do you say it like that? How am I supposed to know? I don't know who this guy is. Tone Loke. It's spelled L-O-C. Why would you say Loke? Who's your what?
Have some Shmia. Like a lock and a bagel.
Really? Shmia?
Shmia.
Wow, thing.
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
Wow. You have much more hair than you notice than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
Wow, thing. You make my heart sing. Remember that song? You make everything groovy. That's not what this is. All right, so this is from Uncle Buck. Movie was number one during this week in 1989. Chuck Curry, our movie man, what do you remember about this movie, if anything?
I thought it was overrated, I got to be honest with you.
Really? Did you know
that was Macaulay, the kid was Macaulay Culkin who went on to star in Home Alone and hit big.
Right.
And if there's one word I had to use for John Candy, it would be likable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One word for him is dead.
Oh, duh.
Anyway, Tone, did you know this guy's name was pronounced Tone Loke?
Loke.
Not Locke. Loke. Why do they spell it that way, then? Make it difficult.
Chuck is going to know because he's cool like that.
I know. He's very
cool. You knew, right, Chuck? Come on.
Yeah. All right. So, Chucker, you have some movie news for
us. I know that. Yes, I know that.
All right, movie news in a moment. This is Good Day. It's 55 past the hour.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All right, so Chucker, I see that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be the voice for the new Rudyard Kipling Jungle Book adaptation. Is that a big deal?
It's a big project, I believe, over at Disney. John Favreau, who directed Iron Man, really good guys helming that project. A lot of talent is involved in the voices. I believe there's only one. It's a mixture of live-action animation. Most of it's 90% animation. The little boy that they cast will be the only live-action actor in the movie.
How successful are projects like that heretofore?
Animation is a very important aspect to most studios.
Yeah, but I mean, putting live action together with animation, does that work usually?
It's not. Usually you do one or the other. They haven't done it as much in the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
But this project's going to be pretty ambitious from what I hear.
Really? All right, what else
Some
is
other
happening?
News. Actor Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart both will return for the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. I like that film. The sequel will be titled London Has Fallen. And like the TV show 24, the storyline takes place in London, England.
So is this like... There were a couple of these White House blow-up things this past year. One of them, this one did better than the other one, or did they both do well?
This one actually did better than the other one. The other one was White House Down with Chatham Tanning and Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. I actually like both. The difference is Fallen was more violent. It was hard R. Uh-huh. White House Down was PG-13, and the tone was a little bit sillier.
Okay.
But I thought they were both entertaining movies. I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
One other bit of movie news. Actor Ving Rhames, who appeared in the first four Mission Impossible films, will return for the fifth. Tom Cruise once again stars. The release date, Christmas 2015, Mission Impossible 5.
Mission Impossible 5. They're working on it now, right?
They go into production very shortly.
Chuck Curry with...
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.